right now on VFN TV. We're going to continue talking about the Azusa, now the 110th anniversary of Azusa Street Revival. It's so exciting to think about. Back in 1963, we're going to talk about how Billy Graham was there. Almost a million people came from around the world. And also this dream by a messianic believer about four roofs. You think about it. It was four roofs that impacted the world, including Ruth and Boaz, the merger of the Gentile and the Jewish believers in the Messiah. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Trump here said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated. I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
You know, God is not a donkey and he's not an elephant. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the spirit is going to rush to you.
That we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are we? Where are you connected at? Where are you related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Back in 1963, in Los Angeles Coliseum, in August and September, Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, was having a crusade there with almost 1 million folks showed up there. And this is the very same Coliseum where they're having they just had on April the 9th, the Azusa Now Conference, which was so, so very, very powerful. But take a look, this is the stadium was filled with, obviously about 100,000 at a time. But over the 21-day period, Billy Graham had 900, I believe it is, 920,000 folks from all around the world came there. As a matter of fact, they even put a plaque up. Check this plaque out that they actually have at the Los Angeles Coliseum. And this is what it says right here. It says, Evangelist Billy Graham, Crusade for Christ, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, August 15th to September the 8th, 1963. This plaque is to commemorate the 1963 Crusade for Christ with a total attendance of 920,927. It is so awesome to see what Evangelist Billy Graham did, but you're seeing now the same Coliseum. You're seeing the Azusa now, 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. And this prophetic word was released there that was heard by the YWAM, Youth for a Mission, missionaries that went to Lou Engle, the founder of The Call, who put this whole event together with Bill Johnson of Bethel Redding. And he talks about the mantle that's been on Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, all these years is about to be on America. As a matter of fact, let's go there and join him now.
It was 5 years ago that these YWAMers, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City. And they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift. And it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. And Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days we deliberated and prayed over that word. As we were closing our times together, a phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago.
This is so exciting to be able to see that. Some of the prophetic words that we have heard and been reported about Billy Graham is, when he goes to receive his reward, to be with the Lord, that his mantle will literally break up. It's such a big mantle, and it'll go scattered throughout the world, including America. And we're looking at that day. It's almost like what they heard 5 years ago, what we've been hearing from others as well, what God speaks prophetically. And by the way, prophetically means, you know, God is telling us in advance through dreams or visions, through words of knowledge, what's going to happen in the future. And we start seeing those things come to pass. It gets very exciting because we know that God is in it. We're looking at right this very minute, where you have a Pentecost moment, 110th year anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, this charismatic revival that reportedly more people have been won to the Lord because of this charismatic movement that was birthed in 1906, I believe it is, at Azusa Street, is about to be reactivated. Just like the Lord told me when I was on a sabbatical with him, when he had South African pastor call me and said, America needs a second Azusa Street. Azusa 2.0, and we're seeing it take place even right now. So I want to encourage you, if you have not yet begin to just connect and see what's happening and say, begin to expect God to move. He's moving. I got a friend of mine that just reported that he's moving in, the Lord's moving in New Orleans. He's moving in Alabama. He's moving in South Florida. He's moving, I mean, all over the world simultaneously. It's like an end time move with a billion souls reportedly. The prophetic word is coming into the kingdom of God, which means you got to get discipled up. You got to get trained up because God's going to need you in this end time harvest. When we get back from this break in just a moment, we're going to talk about how this messianic believer, which means it's a Jewish man who received Jesus Christ as the Messiah, he had a dream about four people called him. There were four roofs, and these four roofs represent something very specific about what's even taking place at this Azusa Now event. It's just so exciting. Make sure you join us right after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That is the Apostolic Church arising.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means straddle the jail, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting about what took place at the Azusa Now. We need the testimony. I mean, we can't tell you everything.
It's amazing.
We have just a limited amount of time.
15 hours.
15 hours focused on, you know, Pentecost, upon, you know, that moment, the birthing of
glory
of
God,
the glory of God, every tribe, every tongue, the humility was there. If you missed our previous program about, you know, so many things, one being the Pope Francis sent a representative from Rome just to say, listen, forgive us for how we treated the Protestant church. You know, we were wrong.
And he represented 150 million charismatic Catholics.
Yes, they said they want to be a part of what Christ is doing. And everybody was coming there saying, I mean, there's so many different ones. But this dream is so important. This is one of Lou's friends. And he's a Messianic believer and just lead everybody in the prayer for Israel. But right here he talks about that God gave him a dream about four Ruths. And this is so important because we're kind of in that last, you know, think about this, the lineage of Jesus Christ. Every woman in his lineage is a Gentile. I mean, four of the women are Gentiles in his lineage. And the fact is that all but four, I believe it is. We'll hear it in just a minute. But the very fact that Ruth was redeemed as a Gentile by a Jewish Boaz, that is the merger and the blessing. When we're like gleaming around the fields like Ruth, you know, we go humble ourselves at the feet of Jesus, and we get received into the family of God. And all of a sudden, everything this Boaz is ours. This is exciting, but watch this. This is a powerful prophetic dream that he's going to share with you at the Azusa Now event, just this last April the 9th.
April the 9th.
Take a look.
And God showed us in this dream that the call of Azusa was about the healing of the races, the uniting of the denominations, and the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe he wants us all together in one place and in one accord that he can send his Holy Spirit. Right now, we believe that it was critical that we honor the root nations, the natural root peoples of this nation, the native peoples, but the spiritual peoples, the spiritual root peoples, the Jewish people. Now we are moving into a transaction that we want you to engage with. It was many years ago that I and my friend were in Jerusalem, and he had a dream. And it's quiet. And in this dream, he received a phone call from four Ruths. Ruth Prince, Derek Prince's wife, who loved Israel. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife, that I believe this moment is about that. And Ruth Heflin, who is a friend of Israel. And the fourth Ruth was Ruth of Ruth and Boaz, who said, your people shall be my people. I knew the dream was that there was coming a call when the Gentile Ruth would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're in that moment right now as my friend Rabbi Sobel, Jason Sobel, shares, we are going to begin to proclaim what Ruth proclaimed, believing that shockwaves will go all over the globe as we make this covenant, to declare that your people will be my people.
Shalom, everyone. Friends, I believe we are in an epic moment in history. Amen. Friends, we are in a John 21 moment where the Lord is about to tell us to cast the net, and there is the greatest catch the world has ever seen. It is about to come now. They were fishing all night and they caught nothing. The Messiah said, throw the nets on the right side of the boat. Why on the right side? Because that's a sign of love. That is a sign of unity. That is a sign of relationship. And until we join nets, the great catch won't come. John 21 can't be fulfilled until John 17 is fulfilled. Messiah prayed that these and those would be one as he and the Father are one. These are the Jewish apostles and believers that were standing there with him. Those were the nations that were to come. And when these and those, Jew and Gentile, come one, what happens? John 17, 23, they will be perfected in unity, and all the world will know that Yeshua is the one sent by the Father, the Messiah of Israel and the nations. And the story of Ruth and Boaz, that's what it's about. Ruth was a Gentile Moabite woman. She married a Jewish man, but he passed away. She went back with her mother-in-law, Naomi, to Bethlehem, Beit Lechem in Judea. And she wound up falling in love. She was at first destitute. She was homeless and hungry. But then she attached herself and entered into covenant relationship with the Jewish man, Boaz. And when they came together in covenant relationship, she didn't just get the gleanings of the field, she got the full inheritance. Friends, there are four women in the genealogy of Yeshua Jesus. They're all Gentiles. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the messianic king and the kingdom, cannot be birthed unless Jew and Gentile birth it together. And when we do, we see the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. But that's why the enemy has historically tried to divide Jew and Gentile, because he knows when we unite in the Messiah, we become an unstoppable force for global change and transformation. Friends, it's time to heal the original schism in the church. The original schism in the church, the first division, was a division between Jew and Gentile. And when we heal that schism, when we repair that division, we will see the great catch of John 21, the fulfillment of John 17, that the Lord has promised. Come on, do you believe? Let me hear you. Friends, when Ruth and Boaz unite, Jew and Gentile in Messiah, it's going to release the greatest sound of revival the world has ever seen. When the roots and shoots come back together, Ruth and Boaz unite, there will be healing for the nations and healing for Israel. Amen. What happens when Ruth and Boaz find themselves connected in covenant in the upper room? There will be a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are going to take a moment here with my messianic rabbis and Jewish leaders from around the country, standing here with you and Lou. And there is covenantal blessing when Ruth and Boaz, Jew and Gentile, unite in Messiah. So together, we're going to make a prophetic declaration. The same words that Ruth spoke to Naomi. And we believe that when we recall these words out together from the heart, God is going to release the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and greater measure in preparation for the great catch and revival that is coming. Are you ready? First in English, then with my Arab brother here in Arabic. Because friends, Isaac and Ishmael are coming back together. The family is being healed. We are one in Messiah. The peace process can't fix it, but the peace, Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom, Yeshua Jesus can. Amen? Come on. So, okay. We're going to lead together. Prepare your hearts. You need to do it. We need the Boaz. Hold on a second, Lou. Just share your heart about Ruth and Boaz.
See, I believe right now, this is, again, it's a covenantal moment. When Ruth said, your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God, she was making a sacrificial covenantal declaration. Someone's getting healed. Praise God. Come on, give a shout to God. Brothers and sisters, we are saying, we are setting our face to bless the Jewish people. We're turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Can you engage with me right now? Don't look over there. Engage with me. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth. Oh, that's in your Bible. Is it on the screen? Can we get that Ruth on the screen? It's on the screen. I don't have it. Everybody, right now. I'm not sure what they have. I want you all out loud just to begin to declare it together. One, two, three. Go ahead. This place, I want you to pray.
I'll read it in Arabic. لَنَاوْ حَيْثُمَا ذَهَبْتِ أَذْهَبْ وَحَيْثُمَا بِتِّ أَبِيتْ شَعْبُكِ شَعْبِي وَإِلَهُكِ إِلَهِ. The story of Ruth is the story of every believer that accepted Jesus Christ and became a member of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All across this place, would you stretch out your hands? 1967, the Messianic movement began and Jewish people started getting saved. It's 50 years, it's Jubilee. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great Messianic awakening. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Father, we pray in the name of Yeshua that you would loose a worldwide Messianic movement, a great awakening. Go ahead, lift your voices, keep praying. Living God, awaken the Jewish peoples. Bring forth Romans 11:12, the fullness of the Jews, life from the dead. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray. I want you to pray awakening to the Gentiles.
Abba, we're asking, open the eyes of the nations. Help them to understand the Jewish root of the faith, God. Jewish people to jealousy, Abba. We believe it is time for the love to come forth, for there to be a great awakening among the nations, an awakening among the nations that reveals the revival of Israel. God, we say, Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Lord, grant salvation. Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Ana Adonai Hatzlechana. Lord, grant salvation now. Name of Yeshua. Friends, we're going to seal this declaration. Friends, the most important prayer that every child learns, these are my two boys, The first prayers that they learned were the words of the Shema. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. This has been the foundation of the Jewish faith. This is Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And when we say those words in Hebrew, there's six words. And what it's meant to proclaim is that God's kingship should expand to the four corners of the earth, heaven above and earth below. It is the declaration of the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. So sing these words with us as we declare it, and then we'll cry out for the coming of the Messiah. Amen?
Amen. We're going to sing Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael.
Just hold hands together. Jew, Gentile. As she sings, just can we pray John 17? I know the Lord hears this prayer because it's His prayer. I pray that they may be one, even as I and the Father are one. Just begin to pray it. Don't look at us on the stage. Ask Jesus to fulfill His prayer.
Oh, yes, God. Make us one as You are.
From the line of Abraham, we thank You for the covenants that You gave the nation
Israel that we have been grafted into, that we are partakers of it. Father, we bow ourselves before you and honor the peoples, God, that you called and raised up, and we serve and honor your purpose that you have entrusted to them. And we ask you that as one new man, Jew and Gentiles together, we can honor Yeshua, that the great King, the beauty of your Son, the glory of the man Christ Jesus, would be released across the earth, that the great King and the city of the great King, Jerusalem, you would release your glory and your peace and your power in the city of Jerusalem. And Father, we thank you for the messianic believers in the land there that are laboring faithful for the gospel and for Yeshua. And we ask you for your blessing and your provision upon them. Now, Father, make the name of your Son famous in the land of Israel, famous in the nations, as we stand together as one new man in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Forgive us, God, for not fulfilling the mandate of a light to the nations. Bring your Holy Spirit upon us again. Let your face shine upon us again. Shema. Israel, Shema, Israel, Adonai.
Bring us back to our Messiah. Abba, we cry out to you and we say, Ezekiel 37, it is time to breathe on the dry bones once again. And it's time to breathe on the dry bones of Israel so that a great and mighty army will stand to its feet. We say Hayom. Today is the day of redemption. In Yeshua's name, just cry out for the salvation of Israel, that they would say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Raise up.
Heaven is engaging us right now.
Abba, we cry out. Abba, we cry out. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. May these be the words on the lips of your people. Blessed is he, Yeshua, who comes in the name of the Lord. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We consider him stricken, smitten by God, but he is the Messiah.
Hosanna.
Of Israel, pour out your spirit on Medinat Israel. We say Melech Ozer, we say Esa Enai, Pituach, Pituach. Abba, open the eyes of your people that they might look upon the one whom they have pierced.
Let's all stand, lift your hands. I want us to pray as we've been praying for the Jewish peoples. I want you to lift your voice and ask for a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Send us again as a light to the nations. Send us again like a sharp arrows in your hand. Send us to the four corners of the earth. Baruch haba, Baruch haba. This is the day that the Lord has made. The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is marvelous in our eyes. Open the eyes of our blindness. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is holy. Blessed is his name. Blessed is his name. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, halleluya. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, halleluya. Sing it again with me, Baruch haba.
Jesus Christ. God, we pray for the harvest of the nations. That would provoke your first son. That would provoke the first son, Israel. God, we pray that you would reveal Yahweh Messiah, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. God, every nation, every tongue, every tribe, that your son would see Jesus, that Israel, the apple of your eye, would behold Christ.
We've responded in hate to the ways that we've been hurt. I ask your forgiveness. We love the Gentile brothers and sisters in Messiah, and we've talked about walking in covenantal relationship with Ruth and Boaz to seal the transaction. Boaz gave his shoe as a sign of the fulfillment. Brother, you can have my shoe. I will walk with you to the ends of the earth. I love you.
Oh, I wish I had a gift.
We forgive you. We ask forgiveness for our arrogance. That we didn't realize we came. That we were grafted in. Forgive us for our arrogance. For the way we've treated the Jewish people for centuries. But now, let there be a shift. Release a shift. Release a shift in your church. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
That is so awesome. What they had to do next. This is 15 packed hours. Everybody in that place took their shoes off and held it up in the air to make a covenant with Israel.
Oh, how beautiful.
The Gentiles and the Jews making a covenant. And that was so huge. If you know the story about, you know, Ruth and Boaz, that, you know, she just said, your God will be my God and your people will be my people. And there was nobody to redeem her. And so that's when Boaz came in, because he was a kinsman redeemer, which means that he could redeem her. He redeemed her and put her above everyone else. And she is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. She's the lineage of King David. It's like great, great, maybe great grandmother of King David, possibly, or great, great. And it's like, this is just amazing days. I mean, Romans chapter 11, he talks about, you know, the full number of the Gentiles coming in at some point when that happens. And that means there's a day that we just get cut off from entering in.
Yeah.
One of the purposes of us, you know, is God loves us, but also to have this relationship with God, and so much that with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is that people want to have that relationship. Is your relationship with God so good that when you talk about him, people are jealous and they want that relationship? Are you trying to constantly convince somebody to have a religious experience?
Yeah. Is it contagious, you know? Or does it repel? You know, one of the two.
Right.
And we want a contagious relationship with God.
Yes. And you look at, you know, the in the Romans, he's writing about that the Gentiles are supposed to make the Jews jealous.
Yeah.
Because the Messiah, as you're seeing a Jewish man who received Jesus Christ as the Messiah, you know, saying, you know, we got to receive him as the Messiah. Well, his experience was watching the Gentiles with God. And it's like, this is Jesus. And, you know, and they're our brothers and sisters. This is just so important. We stand with Israel at VFN TV. You hear us all the time talking about that. And one of the first things that we did in our new dedication inside of our new studios was to be able to recognize Israel. And we just love Israel. We really do. We get back from this break, we're going to continue talking about Azusa now. But first, we have this offer for you.
Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed he had for you. There can be nothing more discouraging, frustrating, or confusing than the storms and troubles that occur in our lives that contradict our destiny, which the Lord has spoken over us through his word, written, prophetic words, visions, or dreams. It is at these moments we are faced with, in whom do we believe? Do we believe the trouble, the threats of the storms to destroy, or do we believe the word of the Lord? In this teaching, we are able to peek back in time when we saw the disciples in a storm on the water and see how Peter was able to walk on the water as long as he believed, had faith in Jesus, and not the storm. We also see Paul, through a prisoner on a boat, was the only one who could keep all who were on board that ship alive, not because he had the strength of the boat, but because he had his faith in the words of God, the plan of God for his life. Finally, we'll learn how the Lord freed us from the false sense of responsibility many times we fall prey to, thinking it's our job to be worried or concerned about the ramifications of storms and troubles. It also speaks on the false concerns, feeling like we'd be betraying ourselves, others, and the Lord if we actually kept a positive, cheerful, and confident attitude during the storms of life. You'll learn that couldn't be further from the truth. You'll discover how the Lord says about taking courage and being cheerful in the middle of the storm. Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed he had for you. Partner simply by going to VFNTV.com and select Partner Now and follow the prompts for your gift today. Or write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or call us toll-free at 844-408-3688.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, I've heard a lot of talk about the conscience laws lately as regards to like the medical community.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering about the fact that we spend millions of dollars every year as taxpayers that we might not feel good about, that we have no say over, that goes to abortion.
Well, what's interesting is the Supreme Court, on the issue of how your taxes are spent, have said that's a general obligation of being a citizen of the United States of America. And when you have to pay your taxes, that means sometimes your government may spend money you disagree with. The difference on the conscience clause issues, it's an individual right that you have to not violate your conscience through an action. And paying the taxes is not one of those.
Learn more about our work and receive timely updates on the most critical issues facing our country today by visiting us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. Mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing, and then they're coming into the churches and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
What an amazing convergence. You saw so many streams coming together. One God,
right.
But just an amazing gathering. And just to see what's getting ready to shift and what God's getting ready to do on the face of the earth is absolutely amazing.
Yes, unity is a challenging thing because quite often people hang around with people like themselves.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily you can look different, but you're like the other person normally. Yeah. And unity is when we come together with people that are different than us, but under the blood of Jesus Christ in focus. And that's what civil Christianity is about, the VFN kingdom business that we talk about unifying on the essentials and giving liberty for the non-essentials and then, love in all things.
Yeah.
And that's what took place there. And there's stuff happening, but you got to go, you know what? It's irrelevant. You know, if this guy likes coffee, that one doesn't like coffee. To him, it's a sin. To him, it's not.
Don't make John the miners. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know what? We can do this.
Yeah.
When that kind of unity, I mean, think about when the church birthed, even for the charismatics that are out there listening. Listen, every tribe, every nation, every tongue was there at Pentecost. It wasn't just one people group. It was everybody there.
Yeah.
And everybody heard in their own language. I mean, God was wanting the whole world to be saved at the birthing of the church. And it's just, these are exciting days. You know, we have coming up in our next program, a future program, more on this, but three Marines who got injured by IEDs, explosives during the war, God healed them right there in that gathering. In that gathering. As a matter of fact, take a look, just a little piece of it. We'll have the whole thing for you in the future program.
What did he do for you? When I was 19 in 2006, I was in Afghanistan as an infantry soldier, and there was a suicide bomber that was 7 feet away from me, blew himself up. I spent a year in rehabilitation, recovering, and Lord has done a lot already, but I had maybe 20% hearing loss in my left ear, but the worst thing was that the Lord healed me of, not only that, like I can hear better in my left ear, but I have such bad crackling that I have to go to the very back of the church when I worship because it's like a broken speaker. Like I have to muffle my ear to worship, and now I'm here, and I would never be here. So I'm completely healed. Thank you.
That's so awesome. We got so many things to share with you. Make sure you join us in a future program because we're going to talk about how these soldiers got healed and so many other things, including prophetic was being released in a big way. And it's just powerful. This is what God wants to do, and this is what we're all about.
That's right.
You know, the entire, we would that every man be saved, right?
That's right.
Moving the kingdom of God. I want to pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done and what you just did at Azusa Now, what you're doing and stirring our hearts, Father God, in expectancy and faith, Father God. And we just pray for each and every one that went to that event, God, that their fire would stay lit, Lord God, and that the great awakening would continue to move across the face of the earth. We pray for the people of Israel, Father God, for their protection, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival. And Lord, we thank you right now for this great awakening that's happening right before us. In Jesus' name, God bless. And don't forget, in our future program, we're going to talk about what's taking place in Washington, D.C.
Yes, United Cry.
United Cry. It's a powerful thing that was taking place at the very same time. And also, you can go to VFNTV.com. And follow us and find out more on The Torch. God bless. Thank you for joining us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Pat, you know
know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.